Your agency had until yesterday to decide which employees are eligible to telework. This requirement is the first major deadline under the Telework Enhancement Act President Obama signed into law last December. Federal News Radio reporter Jason Miller joins us now live with details on progress and what comes next. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Tom and Amy.
So how did agencies do in meeting this deadline?
Well, we're not 100% sure. Let me start there. Office of Personnel Management believes agencies met the deadline for the most part, but they don't have any hard data to say 80% or 90% or everybody made it. Justin Johnson is OPM's Deputy Chief of Staff. He says determining eligibility may be tougher for some larger agencies, but most telework coordinators say they say their agency has met the law.
For a lot of agencies, that was pretty easy. For others, it required a lot of going back and taking a fresh look at their telework policies. OPM actually began helping agencies revamp their telework policies in 2009. So some of them had already heard from us and kind of taken some advice from our Office of Government-Wide Policy type folks. And so when it came time to review the policies, it depended on a lot of different factors. I mean, depending on the quality of your current policy. And really, a policy is only as good as its implementation.
Now, Johnson says such agencies as the National Nuclear Regulatory Commission, the Federal Depository Insurance Corporation, the Defense Information Systems Agency, and the Patent and Trademark Office are among the agency leaders when it comes to telework. Of course, we've talked to several of those agencies over the years, and we've heard about their best practices. And interestingly, yesterday was the first deadline for the Telework Enhancement Act, and OPM held this press call. At the same time, a new survey was released by the Telework Exchange and Juniper separately from this press call, and the survey finds very similar responses from the 354 civilian and defense agency employees they surveyed. The survey found that 86% say they established a telework policy, 84% say they determined employee eligibility, and 76% say they have actually notified employees. So it seems like there's definitely a groundswell of progress.
Jason, how does having these plans and lists of eligible employees help agencies to increase the number of teleworkers?
Well, OPM's Johnson says having the plans and lists in place is really the end of the beginning when it comes to implementing the telework law.
After today, what we've been encouraging all agencies, the way we've been encouraging agencies to approach this, is that you should really start having conversations, essentially, between supervisors and employees to say that now that we know who's eligible to telework, we can get a sense of how best to use telework to actually deliver a result and to improve continuity of operations and employee satisfaction, all the things that telework can potentially do if it's done well.
Now, Johnson says the law also provides agencies with a standard definition of telework. Now, this will surprise me a little bit, thinking over all these years, we've had all these reports, we've talked about telework, but in truth, what Johnson says, there has not been the standard definition of what does a teleworker is. For instance, OPM's Johnson uses an example. OPM has people do background investigative services. These are the people who go out, and when people are trying to get security clearances, they knock on doors of neighbors and friends and relatives and tries to get information about them. But they work from their home all the time. So OPM does not actually count them as a teleworker, but you and I may say, well, they sound like a teleworker to me. They're not working in their office. So I think that's going to be a key point as well. The law also will require formalized written telework agreements between managers and employees.
The law, really, all it does is it creates this very structured framework, but now it's up to us to actually implement it well. And so OPM is going to be, through this network of telework managing officers, is going to be doing everything we can to provide tools and resources so that agencies implement the concepts in the Telework Enhancement Act well. The strategic use of telework is actually a high-priority performance goal for OPM, and so we're going to be looking at things that we can do to make sure that people are moving in the right direction.
Now, going back to the Telework Exchange and Juniper survey, 86% of those respondents say the law really has helped them increase how many employees are teleworking. Now, what's interesting about this survey is they found that 32% of their employees are teleworking either regularly or situationally. Now, this is much greater than what OPM found in their recent survey when they found only 6% of the workforce is among the teleworkers in 2010. So there's a bit of a disparity here, and Johnson says from OPM that maybe the definition will help kind of bring that disparity closer together.
So, Jason, now that they've met this deadline, is all the work done? Can they stand down? What happens next?
It's never done, is it? There's always more to do. Well, there are two more deadlines coming up, one more immediate and one further, obviously far off in the future. By July 28th, agencies must update their technology purchasing policies to really make telework part of their purchasing plans. If you remember, OMB issued guidance in April calling for agencies to develop policies for purchasing technology equipment and services that promote telework. Going back to the Telework Exchange Juniper survey, they found 30% of their respondents say they've already updated these policies. So it sounds like agencies are starting to go down that path. For OPM, Johnson says the next deadline actually is summer 2012, next June basically, when its first report to Congress is due on how the government is doing in implementing the law. In the meantime, OPM and GSA are leading an interagency working group to develop government-wide metrics.
For most agencies, if you ascribe to our philosophy that telework is a management tool to help you achieve your own goals, people are going to have their own goals that they've already established. We help them use telework to meet those goals. But for this group that's meeting regularly to talk about telework measurement, it's really leading to some interesting conversation. This is the kind of unique challenge and opportunity across the government, is that telework essentially has been a policy that has been owned, if you will, by OPM. Well, when I talk about reducing real estate, OPM doesn't have a direct role in reducing real estate. But if you're going to use telework to reduce real estate, then we've got to play nice with our partners at GSA and those sorts of things. So it's really, when you think of telework as a strategic tool to help do a variety of other things, it's leading to a lot of collaboration with other partners.
Now, Johnson says OPM is also trying to increase telework as part of their high priority goals that OMB asked every agency to develop. Now, but this is not just about increasing numbers. It's really helping agencies use telework to support their bigger goals, such as continuity of operations, lowering real estate costs, whatever their mission goals are. How can telework be a tool in that toolbox? OPM also is developing new training modules for managers and employees on best practices for teleworking. Those should be online at telework.gov by early fiscal 2012, Johnson says.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Jason Miller. Did the Telework Exchange survey offer any insight to where the biggest barriers still remain to get more people out there teleworking?
Interestingly, the manager resistance, which has been among the biggest barriers for years, didn't come up. And I found that actually fascinating, that every year we see these surveys, we see barriers, we see other surveys from other people, and it's management resistance. And even if you look, for instance, at comments that we receive on stories that we write from federal employees, it's still managerial resistance. But the telework coordinators and the people who responded to the survey say the top three challenges were capturing and managing data to track program success, management support, again, but not necessarily resistance, and technology support. Now, interestingly enough as well, IT security was not a top challenge. In fact, that's one of those areas that you always hear, manager resistance and IT security or cybersecurity as biggest challenges to get more people to telework. The survey did find that 86% of the respondents say they provide cybersecurity training to teleworkers, and 76% say they have a policy in place to ensure IT devices used for teleworking meet federal cyber standards. So a couple of interesting tidbits that did come, maybe a change in course, a change in the way people view telework.